This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting from the headquarters of the Forbidden Doctor. As a matter of fact, the two doctors that I have are my two pals when it comes to my health and well-being. And you hear from them each week in different hours. But because I happen to be at the headquarters of the Forbidden Doctor, I invited with Ken's blessing, the Forbidden... Well, he really isn't the Forbidden Doctor. Jack is not the Forbidden Doctor. He's a person who believes... He's a Nurka chiropractor, and he believes in choices and things. He's not different from Ken at all. I think both of you would agree that the individual is responsible for his or her health care, and thus the Forbidden Doctor. The Forbidden Doctor is you.
Well, the Forbidden Doctor is the doctor inside of all of us. It built us, it operates us, it knows how to heal us. It just needs the restrictions to healing removed and the ingredients for healing added. And it can do a good job by itself.
Ken, what's one of the biggest frustrations you have as a cardiologist, seeing people all day, every day, when they try to lay it on you if they aren't feeling well or you haven't been able to correct what the problem is? How do you deal with a patient who's not satisfied because he or she thinks you're not doing what's necessary when, in fact, they aren't doing what's necessary?
Well, I just try to walk the walk, and you have seen the transformation that I've done in the last couple of years. But if lifestyle was ever a pill, we'd all be on it. And that's what's so frustrating to me, that 80% of what I do could be prevented by a healthy lifestyle. And trying to get people there is a challenge. If everyone was on the healthy lifestyle, I'd be home at 3 p.m. each day. And you need a lot fewer of us.
All right, so here's the interesting thing. The two of you, I consider you both among my best friends. I love both of you, but it's so different what I get from both of you. But I have to tell you, Ken, one of the things that Jack, and I hadn't seen Jack since last year, one of the things Jack said to me yesterday afternoon when he picked me up at the airport, look at me, I've lost 60 pounds. Well, Ken tells me every time he's talking to me, look at me, I've lost 40 pounds. Now, here are you two guys who are...
It's 100 pounds between us. 100 pounds.
That is beautiful, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And so, you feel better, you sleep better, you move better, the brain works better, the heart doesn't work as hard. Everything adds up. You know, like Ken was saying, during the last hour, you don't see overweight men at 90 years old. You hardly see... I'm thinking about my patient load. There's a few of them around 80. But the oldest patients I have who are thin are female.
Jack, have you ever met an overweight 90-year-old guy?
No.
Me neither.
No, I don't know what you mean, Ken, exactly by overweight, but if we're talking more than 15, 20 pounds, no.
Well, a BMI of 30 or more. I've never met an obese 90-year-old guy.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So but the interesting thing is that you both now are focused on yourselves. You're both about the same age, and I got a couple of years on both of you, and I might say that I've, in a manner of speaking, this is not going to sound right, but I'm going to say it anyway. I've probably been more conscious of my physical being than either of you two have been, even though you're both doctors. Jack is not necessarily late to the plate, but you've, in the last couple of years especially, spent a lot of time getting the weight off. And Ken, like out of nowhere, I never thought you were that heavy. I thought, we're both a little pudgy here and there. But for you to have lost that kind of weight, I was astounded, frankly. And I told you, I thought it was too much.
Well, if I worked the farm...
You told who it's too much, me or Jack or both?
I don't think, it's not too much for Jack. Jack needs to lose a little bit more. Uh-huh. But for you, I thought that you have a different bone structure than he does.
Well, people have said that, and they continue to say it. I've stopped losing, but what really triggered me was that, we had to go with these electronic health records to these BMIs, and here I was asking all my patients to get down to a BMI of 25, and I wasn't there, and I wanted to see what a BMI of 25 or less on myself looked like, and it looks darn thin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're too thin, I think. All right, but so let's go one step
further. You haven't seen me for a few months. I've put on a lot of muscle, but I'm still at the same weight.
Yeah. Well, you're what do you weigh, 159 or something? Would you tell me you weigh?
No, I'm 165.
All right. So you're, I should be, I'm about 10 pounds heavier than you are. We're about the same height. I need to be down there myself. You just said something, and I want to pursue it a bit. You mentioned medical records. I'm wondering how the two of you, maybe you can reflect on this for those who are listening in the audience who don't understand the requirements that you both have. You both have very different practices. Ken practices at a clinic that he runs called Lake Cardiology in the Orlando area. I'm here in Salt Lake with Jack, who practices in a clinic that he runs. It's a Nooka chiropractic clinic, but he deals with lots of homeopathic issues, health and well-being. There are a lot of things that are tied to how he practices. What do you have to do when it comes to records? Are you both required, even though you have very different practices, to keep the same kind of records now?
Well, we still have we both have the same HIPAA requirements. And as far as our office is concerned, I think we're HIPAA approved. We've been to the HIPAA classes. So records are locked away. They're not available for anybody to see. We had to get rid of sign-in lists. People would sign in, and you'd see their name and the time they came in and the time we need to take care of them. That's all gone. I mean, people come in there almost with an anonymous nature to them, unless they know somebody that's in there and they strike up a conversation. But, yeah, I think it strangles the community and the familiarity I would like to have inside the office, but we're absolutely HIPAA compliant. There's no doubt about it.
Jack, you bill Medicare, correct?
Yes.
So we're both bound by the same rules, the rules that come down from the insurers.
Yes. Yeah. Your hands are tied, and the regulations are so tight, you better not step outside of those guidelines.
All right. So how does that help you provide better patient services to the people you serve in both of your clinics? Listen to him laugh already. Go ahead, Ken. You start.
Boy, he's trying to get us in trouble, isn't he, Jack?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and you don't know who's monitoring this broadcast today, so...
I want to know how patients are better. The question here is, how are patients better served by this?
Well,
these rules and requirements, and the answer is they aren't.
It cuts both ways. There are benefits, and there are not so much benefits. The benefits. One of the nice things is that now I have availability of my records 24/7. I can be anywhere as long as I have a computer. I can be anywhere on planet Earth, and I can immediately pull up my records. And especially in a cardiology practice, there is some benefit to that. It took a lot of work to get there, and we made the transformation. And the price you pay is in that intimacy that is so special to me with my patients, that my face now is too much in front of a screen using a keyboard, and that has become in between me and my patient. And I think the youth of the physician, the younger physicians, even more, because they didn't come from the era that Jack and I did, when you were face to face without a computer in front of us. And I just think that the relationship between the patient and the provider is changing because of the electronics.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, because I've noticed ever since we went completely digital about 3 years ago, whenever I would write my final notes, it would be handwritten in the file of the patient at the time as we're saying goodbye from the room. Now I'm typing it into a keyboard, and I have noticed, I'll notice two or three times a day, oh my gosh, there's the separation. This patient is looking at me wanting a final connection, and I'm typing a keyboard.
Exactly.
Right. So you both, Ken's staff may be a little bit bigger than Jack's, but not by much. How many people do you have to devote to this record keeping in your staff, Ken?
Well, it depends on how you define record keeping, but I have, five or six people who deal with keeping track of scheduling, billing, follow-up appointments. I mean, there are a lot. Interestingly, if you want to be a medical transcriptionist, if that's your passion, you better go look for something else, because these days with electronic records, that's become a job, it's a lot harder to find. I mean, I now use Dragon, and we don't have. I had a full time transcriptionist for two providers in my office for forever, and now you know, we're about on the same time frame as Jack when we went electronic, and we no longer have a transcriptionist.
God bless us. 16 past the hour. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell here in this hour, both of whom are quite supportive of better circulation. Who wouldn't be? Ken, give us a run through as to the connection that we have with Superbeets and why it is the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates, the oxygen that needs to come in the blood to our brains and our muscles and all of the organs in our body.
Well, imagine something as good as oxygen. There's now three gases in the body. You know about oxygen, carbon dioxide. Well, nitric oxide, this is the third gas. You need it. It's so important that it received the Nobel Prize in 1998 for medicine after it was only discovered in 1988. I got through medical school without even hearing about nitric oxide. But the red blood cells in one arm has oxygen and the other arm has this nitric oxide. It's like a garage door opener. The red blood cell releases the nitric oxide and the blood vessels just open up wide, and then the red blood cell can get in and deliver the oxygen from head to toe.
Dr. Ken says call 800-655-4183 for Superbeets now.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour, good day health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell here together to go through some of the things that may be affecting you. Happy to be here in the facilities of the Forbidden Doctor. Jack, you should come out here and visit. I mean, Ken, you should come visit Jack. I see the beauty of the landscape here. We're up in the mountains looking down over the valley of Salt Lake City. And remember that old song, you can see for miles and miles and miles. The
beautiful country.
Right, it is. All right. So we were talking off the air about something that's been bothering me, my ulcer or something akin to it sort of flared up when I started taking some new supplements. And I've been very thirsty. And I found myself, if I didn't have water, getting an upset stomach, which ties into something that you found in your research this week, Ken, from the Annals of Family Medicine, about water and what it does for you, including going back to our conversation of losing weight and staying slim.
Exactly. You know, I always tell people, make sure that if you're thirsty, drink water. If you're working out, but even before you get thirsty, drink water. Hydration, it also might impact weight, and that's the news this week from the Annals of Family Medicine. Doug, a diet that includes more water, whether it's a beverage or the water found in fruits and vegetables, is likely associated with a healthier weight. There's a simple measure to gauge hydration. Patients are always asking me, you know, aside from their thirst, how should they know when to drink water? Well, look at your urine. If your urine is very light, like water, you know you're getting enough water. If it's dark yellow, that means you probably need more water. For what it's worth, the Institute of Medicine suggests 125 ounces of water daily for men and 91 ounces for women from all foods and beverages combined. Water also can be found in water-laden foods such as apples, celery, cucumbers, plums, and watermelons, just to name a few. And just remember, if you want to fill up your tank, the water, unless you're thirsty, won't stay in it. You have to drink the fluid with something in it, and that's your old chemistry. The tone has to be the same as blood, and so often I'll have patients who will drink tons of water, more than they need it, and they're still not filling up their tank. It's just going into their ankles. It has to be the same tone as blood, and that's the whole idea behind sports drinks.
Okay, I don't understand that. What does that mean? The same tone as as a sports drink. I drink, I got smart water in a bottle in front of me. Is that the same as if I were drinking those vitamin C?
It has some minerals or ions in it. And the whole idea behind sports drinks is that if you drink a lot of water, when you're really not thirsty, the water doesn't stay in the pipes. It just leaks right outside of the lining into your tissues because you have to drink something that has the same tone. Remember your high school chemistry. The ions have to be in it because water just moves to the least concentrated area of the body.
Okay, so you just answered a question. If we all heard that answer, it wasn't, there's no code there, but what you just said rang a bell with me, and it put it into perspective I've never heard before. Let's use me as an example. If I'm drinking the water that I'm required to drink, it won't be coming out of my body. I won't have to pee more often. If I'm drinking more water than my body requires, then I will have to pee more often. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
You might have to pee more often, but also it'll go outside of the pipes into your body, and that's why you'll see your ankles
water
swell up.
Weight. What do you think of that, Jack?
Well, we're talking about, when we're talking about sports drinks, we're talking about something, whether it's isotonic or not. It's like when you have an IV in a hospital or something like that. The solution that they're giving you is the same mineral content, saline, that your blood has. And you don't see them dripping pure water into a vein. Mm-hmm. When you drink water, most of it's going to be absorbed through the walls of the stomach and into the bloodstream. The bloodstream's going to use it. But we want to wash out the inside of the body, too. Your body has different ways of detoxifying itself. It'll use bile. It'll, of course, through the colon, but it will do through the kidney as well. And if we don't have adequate hydration, we're going to have a buildup of water-soluble material that otherwise should leave.
28 past the hour.
Summertime is here, and Allstate is out with its annual Best Drivers Report and an important warning for the summer travel season. According to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, July 4th continues to be the deadliest day on the road, with both July and August having a high number of crash deaths. Glenn Shapiro, Executive Vice President of Claims at Allstate.
Roadway fatalities are at their highest point in nearly a decade. Our Best Drivers Report looks at collision trends from across the country with a goal of raising the public discussion on safe driving.
So when it comes to best drivers, who takes the top spot among the largest 200 cities in America?
This year, for the first time, Brownsville, Texas is the safest driving city in America. And they were followed by Kansas City, Kansas, and Madison, Wisconsin. Allstate wants to congratulate all of these safe driving cities and encourage everybody to drive safely, which means keep a safe distance between you and the car ahead of you. Avoid distractions in your vehicle, and of course, never drink and drive.
To find out how your city ranks, go to allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Answers to all your health care questions. We have some lines open if you'd like to get in. Little wait, no paperwork, no bill. Evidence-based answers in easy-to-understand language. Over 30 years of experience in medicine, still seeing patients every day. I'd love to help you get to the next step. Use the best from traditional medicine as well as evidence-based alternative medicine. If you've been to the doctor, questions unanswered, they suggested a plan of treatment, and you'd like to maybe discuss some other options, or if you have a sign or symptom of something and you'd like some reassurance, if you're not sure what's causing it, write this down and you can get right on with us. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. Once again, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, D-R-K-E-N.
Easy to remember, 35 past the hour. Back now to our focus on the medical news of the week. There are a lot of people who understand that dis-ease, is caused by inflammation. For example, you know that I'm concerned about my back. My L5, L4, 5, 6, that region has been inflamed. It affects my sciatica. There are other things in my hips, and we all have these things, depending on what we've been through in our lives' experience. But I am concerned because of what would appear to be constant inflammation, because that's not what our body is not built to be inflamed all the time. Inflammatory, flame, burn, rust, all of those things. Slow oxidation, rapid oxidation causes aging, and it also causes disease. So one of the things I saw in a study this weekend, focusing on your sleep health, how you do or don't rest properly, has a lot to do with various, and inflammation isn't just bones and things. The definition of stomach problems could be an ulcer, which is an inflammation of the stomach lining, right? But disease is all about inflammation. Is the point.
Exactly. A common thread in so many medical illnesses is excess inflammation. We need a little bit of inflammation to burn up the badness, but too often it goes on too long and too intense and then burns up some of the goodness. And this is a publication this week in Biological Psychiatry that sleep disturbances and long sleep duration are associated, Doug, with increases in markers of inflammation. We can actually measure in the blood. You know, you like to get those blood tests and see the numbers. Well, there are actually things we can measure in the blood to demonstrate that there's too much inflammation. Both too much and too little sleep appear to be associated with inflammation, a process that contributes to depression as well as many medical illnesses, substances that increase in response to inflammation, and Doug, circulate in the bloodstream, such as C-reactive protein, this is often abbreviated CRP, and interleukin-6, this is often abbreviated on the lab results as IL-6. They predict adverse health conditions, including cardiovascular events, high blood pressure, and type 2 diabetes.
All right, so important for you to know what areas are inflamed. And it can take all sorts of, when we think about flame and burnout and that sort of thing.
Gum disease.
Yeah. If you don't brush your teeth well and food gets compacted around your teeth, if you've had work done on your teeth and things haven't been closed up well, all that stuff, the definition of an inflammation when it comes to the gums and the teeth is decay, right? Cavities. That's
absolutely
an inflammation. Yeah. So it's whatever it is that's, that whatever, wherever there's disease, there is inflammation. Something for you to understand better, I think. What does your job say about whether you commit or have the tendency to want to do it all, do away with your life, do, you know, sort of like do yourself in? Who was it that committed suicide recently that we were talking about? You wonder, what is there that's so drastic, that life is so bad, that this is what you want to do? But there's some people who do. They don't like life, so they want to change the reality. So what's this story all about?
Yes, it's so sad when these things happen, and hopefully this report from the CDC this week will help us identify those at high risk and get some help. And for men and women, it's a little bit different, but there is some overlap in terms of what we do for a living. The three F's, Doug, fishing, forestry, and farming, have the highest suicide risk. Other occupational groups with high suicide rates include maintenance and repair work, construction, and management. The occupational risks for suicide are slightly different for women, with those in protective services such as law enforcement and firefighting having the highest rates of suicide. There are certain factors such as social isolation and access to lethal materials. They can contribute to suicide risk. Farmers, chronic exposure to pesticides may contribute to depressive symptoms. And Doug, other reasons such as lack of steady employment and work overload could be contributing to suicide risk.
Both men and women?
Both men and women.
Really? All right. You know, we have horrible suicide realities in this country. Horrible in that.
Don't be afraid to ask somebody if they're suicidal. If you ask somebody, it won't put the idea into their head. If they're near committing suicide, they're thinking about it, and actually it might give them the option, the ability to actually ventilate and talk about it and prevent it. This has been so carefully studied, and this is where intuition is sometimes wrong. When I was a young medical student, I did not predict that that, I was asked in a class, you know, we knew nothing about this. You know, should we asked to raise our hands? Should we ask a patient if they're suicidal? This is sometimes very counterintuitive, but actually, I've seen this myself. I've read the studies. I've interacted with suicidal patients myself. It is a blessing when you ask somebody who's suicidal if they are, because it so often just opens them up, and I've never seen that become the final trigger that puts them over the edge.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ken's information is based on research and evidence and stuff.
Real facts.
He and I like to dance around that and science from time to time and evidence and that sort of stuff. But this is good food for thought. You've talked a lot about this over the years. I know we think that vitamin D3, which comes from the sun, needs to have its way. So you've said don't use sunscreens, I think, in the past. To some people, right, who have asked questions about them?
Let me give you the update on sunscreens, because everyone needs to know three facts about your sunscreen. You need to be looking at the labels. And this comes out of JAMA Dermatology Medical Journal this week. Dermatologists, skin doctors, Doug, are often asked to recommend sunscreens, and dermatologists advise that your sunscreen has three characteristics. So everybody listen up, looking at your bottle or tube. It needs to be labeled broad spectrum protection. That's against UVA and UVB rays. And these are the new labels that you're seeing this year. Has a sun protection factor, SPF, of 30 or higher, and is water resistant. And only 40% of the most popular purchased sunscreens meet these criteria. So three things. It says broad spectrum protection on it. It has SPF of 30 or higher, and it's water resistant.
Huh. All right. How many people here use sunscreen? Jennifer, you use sunscreen? You
should. Yeah, definitely.
Very fair skin.
Tons of it. And every 2 hours, you need to re-put it on from head to toe.
Victoria, you're very fair skinned as well.
Yes, so I like to call it fashionably fair. I do it on purpose.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. No, I slather my face in 50 plus broad spectrum.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any tanning is unhealthy, Doug. Any reddening, you know, the old feeling that if you look tan, you look healthy. That is so. Yeah. Out the door.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Word to the wise is sufficient. Ken, brought to you in part by the folks at Super Beets. Well, the people that are there, but what does Super Beets do? What has it done? Blood flow, Ken's reason for being as a cardiologist, making sure that the blood flow is not impeded. High blood pressure. I have a story this week from the farm, Ken. Actually, I was going to call you on this a day or two ago. A fellow that's working here out in the hot sun, and his head was throbbing, and he, because it was lightheaded, I said, get off the wagon. You need to take it easy. Go rest somewhere. And then come to find out that he'd had high blood pressure where he came from. He didn't have enough money to buy medication, didn't have any insurance, so he stopped using it. And he stopped using it because he couldn't get it. So I brought him to a clinic here, but before I brought him to the clinic, I gave him a canister of Super Beets because his head was throbbing, and I said to him, take a teaspoon of this and 4 ounces of water, drink some tonight, drink a glass full in the morning, let me know how you feel. Well, he came to me the next day and said he felt much better. The pounding had gone away. And I have to believe it's because Super Beets works at opening up your arteries, getting blood around. And that's really the shortage of blood getting to your brain causes headaches, doesn't it? If you have real high blood pressure, doesn't that affect your head that way, your brain?
Well, that's what it sounds like happening here. There's a fraction, not all, but there's a fraction of people who have high blood pressure. And especially when it gets much higher, you will get headaches, but not everybody who has high blood pressure gets that. But it sounds to me like that's what happened. And the Super Beets will relax the blood vessels, mm-hmm. and it sounds like you lowered somewhat temporarily his blood pressure.
Yeah, right. So now that I've said that, let's talk a little bit more about the dietary nitrates, other things where using Super Beets could help you prevail. When I say you prevail, I mean you live longer and healthier.
Well, nitric oxide is a gas that we all need in our bodies. It's a Nobel Prize winning discovery. And you have to continuously remake this gas in the body so you have enough of it. And you need these foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas, kale, radish, leafy vegetables. But it's hard to get enough of these building blocks of nitric oxide. And that's why getting the products from Neogenis, the Neo 40, which helps to build up the reservoir in the body for nitric oxide, or if you need a quick jolt of energy instead of those caffeinated beverages, the Super Beats product is so good to quickly zoom up your nitric oxide level. And if you don't have enough nitric oxide, the circulation from head to toe won't work well, you won't digest properly, your blood pressure will be too high, you won't be able to perform athletically, and you won't even be able to perform sexually.
All right. So fix that problem with a supply of Super Beats, regular flavor, black cherry, 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Actually, when you're ordering for the first time, you're going to get a 3-month supply you'll pay for. But when you mention Dr. Ken, you get a 30-day supply free. So that's, you're paying for three, getting four. Good deal. 800-655-4183. Not only is it a good deal, it's a great deal because you're going to feel better, sooner, faster, more energy into your muscles, your brain, your body goes more blood. And more blood is the secret, the lifeline of success and happiness, living to a healthy, happy, older age. Call 800-655-4183. You can order also online at DougLikesBeats.com, but I think talking to a real person about it, what you need, what you hear, what you see is what you get. And it is all backed up by their money-back guarantee. That's why Ken says, do this, because he knows if it doesn't work, get your money back. And that's one of the criteria for him saying yes when somebody asks him to talk about a product. 800-655-4183.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell in this hour of the program. They're going back and forth sharing their knowledge, their experience, helping you out. Very entertaining, actually, to listen to the two of them as well as I know the two of them. I haven't gotten them together too often over the years. It's the first time, I think, in 2 or 3 years that the two of you have actually been together on the program. Let me do two things here. One of them has to do with thumb sucking. I have a grandson who's now a year and a half. I don't know. I don't remember. I didn't suck my thumb, but my older sister, Linda, did. And she had buck teeth because of it. But still, youngsters are sucking their... I mean, we have a sucking instinct. Do people suck their thumb because they didn't breastfeed? Is that where that started?
Part of it, yes. And this supports your idea about the immune system, Doug. That's why I included it. It's very interesting. Out in pediatrics just this week, as you were saying, thumb sucking can interfere with the alignment of children's teeth. We know that. And nail biting can increase the risk of spreading harmful germs from their fingers to their mouths. These are the downsides that we know about. But the news is that there's a good news out of this. The children who suck their thumbs or bite their nails, they may have lower risk of developing allergies. allergies. And the findings suggest that thumb sucking and nail biting may lead to more diverse variety of environmental bacteria and other microbes entering the body, possibly boosting the defense against developing allergies. Doug, you've been a big supporter of not following the hygiene hypothesis, and this just supports the whole idea of why people who grow up on a farm have less allergies, blah, blah, blah.
I got some kind of allergy because it's bothering me this spring.
You didn't suck your thumb enough.
I didn't. My older sister sucked her thumb. Neither my younger sister or I did. But none of us were breastfed. Under the circumstances, though, what we're doing is enhancing our immune system. That's what we're doing. We're sucking. I'm chewing on my fingernails or whatever it is. The grease, the dirt, the manure, whatever I put into my body made me a much stronger person.
Breastfeed and don't get in the way of your kids doing what they normally do.
Let your kids play in the dirt, for Pete's sake.
I remember a couple of months ago, I took we were at breakfast, and I took Miles outside while Megan and Matthew and Brendan finished their breakfast, and there was a pile of dirt behind the restaurant, and I brought him right to it. He jumped into it. He filled his shirt was up, and his diaper got full of the dirt, and then we walked by a car, and he stuck his hand into the brake, so that it was all black and greasy, and I brought him inside, and I looked at I looked at Megan, and Matthew was horrified that I'd gotten his son dirty. I said, what are you talking about? This is great for him. He needs to be in a dirt pile.
Hey, Ken, I have a quick question for you about heart attacks.
Sure.
My son-in-law runs a cardiac lab at one of the major hospitals connected to the University of Texas hospital system in Austin. And something I've been doing in my research is that the majority of those who suffer, especially suffer a fatal heart attack, and those that survive it, do not involve a blood clot in the major core, the right descending coronary. What it usually is some kind of a heart cramp. So I asked my son-in-law that. When you're doing the catheterization, or the angiography, whatever you're doing, is it not true that less than half the people who die of a heart attack did not have a thrombus, did not have a clot in the heart? And he said that's absolutely true. He said 60-65% of the people that he sees come through the cardiac lab at that hospital had some kind of a the myocardium just seized up. I thought it was a parasympathetic nervous innervation overload of some kind. But do you find that? Do you find that the minority of heart attacks actually involve a thrombus?
Well, I think probably the majority, but it's hard to tell because when you get in there and look in an acute heart attack, sometimes the thrombus has passed, and sometimes it's there. Sometimes you just see a lot of ruptured plaque and debris that you have to open up. Sometimes there's a spasm that could add to the whole problem. But what usually happens with a heart attack is that the plaque, which is 30 to 60% narrowed, not the kind that's 70% or more that cause symptoms, and that's why for so many people the first symptom of a heart attack is a heart attack, but it's usually these 30 to 60% narrowings that the plaque ruptures and the underlying wallpaper then attracts the clot-forming cells of the body, and they over-respond. The clot goes in there, and then sometimes as the body's trying to clear it, it gets past, and you don't see it when you get in there.
Thanks a lot, Ken. That clarifies something for me.
All right, well, thanks to both of you. Good enlightening hour of conversation about your health and well-being. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, cardiologist in Florida. Dr. Jack Stockwell, a Nurka chiropractor in Salt Lake City. Both of them an integral part of our Good Day Health program that's on the air. I'm appreciative of both of them being together because it's kind of fun to have them talk about the issues. Some of the ideas are the same. Some of them are not. But it does give you cause to think, and that's what this is all about. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 49. Whoops, let's make it 59 past the hour.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.